Rishus Ari Mari.
Listen.
Walling Simon Tzag Dalad Sefei. This is basically the reason why we switched the Simonim around, because Simon Tzadik Hei is the Klolim of Nat Banat, and Sefei over here is the exception to the Klolim. First, we have two cases over here. We have the case of the Mechaber, we have the case of the Ramo. And to be clear, we're not discussing any Mamoshes. That means the beginning of the Simon, Alef Beis Gimel, discussing cases with Bos Mamoshes. Here, in both cases, there's no Mamoshes, only discussing Blias. First, we discuss the Mechaber, then we'll get to the Ramo. Mechaber's case is basically you're cooking a pair of a soup over here. You first put in your Ben Yemei Choldika spoon, and afterwards you pour it out. You cook water a second time over here. You put in your Ben Yema Fleishika spoon. And come along and he says, Allah is, number one, since over here the case is Ben Yema. And number two, since the case over here there is no Shishim. Therefore, the Allah is, it's going to be Osir now to use a pot, not with Bosir and not with Chalv. You cannot use a pot with Bosir or Chalv, each one is Osir. Ad kan mechaber. The obvious question is, we learned Simon's had a case of Gimel. But with this causes, by Medeach Kelim, you have your bat over here, and you want to put your Kelim inside to go wash it. One's Basel, one's Cholub. The loch is the Mechaba went like the Rosh. Since it's causing only a case of Blias, the loch is Lamaisa Mavas Achas, same time you're doing it, still it's Mutter. So let's analyze it. It's had a case of Gimel, it's Mavas Achas, and it's Mutter. Here it's Zechaz Zeh, or it came along to us, and not Bos, and not Cholov. That's the bomb, obvious question over here. The how could it be that the Lochit Bevas Achas, Milchit Sleishik, Ben Yoyman, no Shishim is Mutter, and Zechaz Zeh, the Lochit come to be Machmer? That's the simple, basic question. Well, Lochit, how do you put the two things together? So come along with us, in the Chesakta, the Pirogov, they bring down one concept. They say, since we know we'll get to Amor, that he has a Chumro over here. You have to match the cleanest enim neyemai. He'll have a chumul end off. That we have a chum a concept that the clean that we have ben yom with enim neyemai. You now have to match the cleanest enim neyemai. Therefore, we have to be machmer over here. It's building one off another. What does that mean? Explain the prima gadim that's brought down by the imabin on the side over here. His words are di lo ha lo kaimah. This anhaga of to be machmer cleanest enim neyemai will not stand if you won't be machmer. They're both a case of ben yom. Therefore, basically, once Einav and Yoyim have to cash the Kli, that's Einav and Yoyim. Let's get through Amo. So here, they're both the case of Ben Yoyim. And you want to come on to be Machmer over here and make sure you cannot use it? So the reason why we're being Machmer in the Mechaber could be of the Chumra or the Ramo. Add Khan the Taz, and then the Taz goes further. What do you have the Chumra or the Ramo for?
How does that answer?
He says, because once we have done Hog and Kli Yisol, the Minig over here, to cash the Kli, which Einav and Yoyim, you want to be Vasachas. We have to also be machmer over here.
So with Basachas,
I mean,
it agrees it would have been.
Should be mutter.
It is, and agrees it would be mutter. But since this is Zechazah.
But that's by case. I mean, not Basachas, this case also Zechazah. Both cases over here are Zechazah, but just about Zechazah. Will be machmer by Kli Einim Neyaymai, and we have to cash the Kli Einim Neyaymai. Here, with the bolt over here, it's Zechazah. First put the milchiks, then put in the playshiks. It's Zechazah, but still going to be Machman Kasher, or not use them, not for milk, not for fleshiks. One's building off another. That's the one over here. The question, obvious question, the Adhuda being down, his words are Ein Leshacha Klal, what the Avon over here is. The whole Chumra Lama is not put down by the Rishonim, it's only brought down by the Smakis of Heter, and the Mechavan is not bringing it down. It says the Taz over here, the whole Chumra is built upon what the Ma's Minik is, which the Mechavan does not discuss. His words are Tetola Tanya, Beloy Tanya, Lashon Gemara, previous times, Yetola Alocha, or something Deloy Tanya that no one even says. How in the world is the Mechaber built upon the Ramah that the Mechaber does not discuss, not brought down, the Ikdu Shem did not hold of? It's a Chum Baal over here. And that's where you're making this Chum up from. Pile Ploy. Again, the Taz is very clear. The Taz says, the Mechaber is built upon the Ramah, and he goes to explain the Ramah. Mechaber does not bring down the Ramah. It's very strange to say this idea over here. That's what the Taz says by us on the page.
The Taz is an answer.
No, we hear it. No, explains what's Pshana Hamad. It's explained Pshana Mechaber. Come along the Taz in Kudus Achrin, and that's the crazy one, a different Malach over here. He wants to tie the Begerla also. He wants to tell the reason why the Mechaber over here is being Machmo when they first a Kli that's Chalabi, then a Kli of Basri afterwards. He one says nichle klal and not but not to go do a case of lachachilo. It's a mishloim in a case over here. It's a new kli chadosh over here. Are you doing what Boston Cholo? So if so, you want to do a case of not but not lachachilo. That we not do a not but not lachachilo. Masha'ekin, it's not a case of gimel. It already is either a kli basri or a kli chalavi. It already is something. So once it is something, it already is a case of b'di'eved. Over here, since it's a kli chadosh, it's a new kli. So you don't have to pick what it is. You're creating the b'di'eved. We always go do that. We always say lachachila not to go do a case of not by not. Then we're saying keep it powerful because it always was powerful. So by side a case of gimel was saying over there to make it to what the kli it was because it already is in the matzav of a b'di'eved. Not but not b'di'eved will be maple. But to go create it that way, that we don't go do. That's why the mechaber is being machmir over here. So again, we have two abundance. Both the concept of the mechaber is both the taz. One the taz in the page, both upon the chumud amor. One the taz kudsh achum built upon the concept. We did not do the case of lechatchila not far not.
That's the reason why if I did it, the kederes also.
Sorry.
No, if I did it, the kederes also.
Oh, so, well, I think what you're meaning is how far to take the chumud over here of the mechaber. That means is the chumud ikadin or the chumud alma. I assume that's what you mean.
It's only
the so come on the Taz, and he writes on the page over here. He says it's built upon. What says it's built upon the Ramah? Just like Ramah ends off with the Chumah Baal Midin the Ma'aseh Mutter.
Right.
The Ma'aseh Taz himself writes. Therefore, this idea of the Mechab is only Chumah Baal Mo. The Shach Ma'aseh ends Kol Chavalev says not the way. He comes and says no. This halacha the Mechab is Midinoy, and the Ramah is a Chumah Baal Mo, and then he gets involved. Why the Maisa? That's so. Why is the Mechabi worse than the Ramah? The Shach the Maisa argues. He wants to tell you there's a difference whether something already had its shame kli, ready with Chalavi. Masha'enki, some of the kli chodosh, and if you want to be conveyed up the get to it, that will be more machmen than the get to blias.
You mean the Shach holds the Mechaber is the
evidence also? His Shach says, he is the last Shach on the Sif over here. He asks Kasha, how in the world is the Mechaba worse than Ramah? And he wants to tell you the Mechaba is worse since the get of Blias. It's a Kli Chodesh over here. There's no more motion to what to be conveyed by. The Mechaba is worse than Ramah. So, yes, he's saying it's more Chomedic over here.
So
in the Mechaba as well, the Shach will argue himself. He personally will argue, but in the Mechaba is Avonah.
We learned that the Mechaba, everybody holds the question is the Mechaba is a little less. So now we have a new concept. That the
Mechlek
is now in the
Hathchila,
but the
Evid
also.
The Shach,
but the
Evid. The Shach is not Shach in the Mechaber, correct? We'll see more
Machmer.
Now, the way how they explain what is really the fundamental Mechlek between the Taz and Shach of the Mechaber, so it's on the page over here, and also it's in the back, where some people have the page. The Taz wrote something called Daf Achrin, the Shach wrote something called Kuntres Achrin. The Taz and Shach, they lived in the same time. They did not usually see each other. The Taz Lamaisa was 36 years older than the Shach. He was much older than the Shach. Now, sometimes you see the Shach wrote the Kuz Kesef on the Taz. The Taz very really wrote back to the Shach. At certain times he did. Therefore, one of the cases is over here. And the Taz brings down the Shach and says, Lamaisa making a mistake over here. It's a Diak Sheker. And therefore, Lamaisa wants to argue. The Shach Lamaisa writes back, which Dr. Lashon is, his words are, Elaim Boich Bekat Kodoy. And he has, the words are, Elaim Mamish. And he says it's like someone who learned the whole Masechta Erevin, does not know the difference between Mavoi or Mavoi, but he has very good structural shayin over here. But they're coming to argue really in a basic of one, how do you read the Mechaber? That's one of the main arguments over here. The Mechaber, you have to realize, says really three things. He says, number one, the loch is os the shtamis, not boss, not b'cholom. Number two, he says the loch is a mutter b'sharet v'arm, okay, it's a parable. And number three, and off, after it's a kli chodesh, since it was never used at all. When he ends off with this statement, that's a kli chodesh over here. He's going back to explain why it's osir or why it's mutter. Again, he asked it now with boser, now with cholov. Can't use either one. And it's mutter with parvo. When he says a kli chodesh, what chilek is that going back on? Is the avodah going back on the reason why it's asir on the ratio, or going back why it's mutter on the seifo? The Taz writes in Dav Achon, avodah is going back on the ratio. Why the mice is osir over here? You have a kli chodesh who's never used. If you want to do something with it, you want to be conveyed, Maisa never used, not boss, not chalav, it's blias, so we have to come along to be machmer. If he wants to say the Taz, the halach is, if it's be'en, it was used for milchiks, echlam, conveyed for the be'en. The only reason why the mechab is being machmer over here is we're discussing the chalav, that is blias. So anyone says otherwise, meaning the shach is coming against, is a diuk sheker. Mom's making a mistake. Come on, the shach, and he writes the second as well. The second chaval of again kunches achun. The lemaisa snapshot over here. A bad yisoid that we're saying over here. That's a kli chodesh going back to say lemaisa why it's mutter for, why it's mutter. That's the tight words. So that bring you to be rice this concept over here. Bring different rice to it. The Maisa, after he says that, he says we have a bunch of caches upon the mechab over here. The Maisa, what's pshat? Why should it go back in the case of a why is the mutter back to the chodesh? That means he is a kasha. The Maisa even be'en should be mutter even on the case of Lias. That's one question. He is also over here that why there's the smack in the men of Paris, the reason why they're saying it for, because they're saying it's a Maisa Hoya. The mechab, why is he even bringing it down for Dafka this akimt over here? And he said, but he ends up tzorchin in the mechaber. That means he says it's true that the case over here is going back in the safer. He does not know why that's going back in the safer. The case explained why the Maisa is mutter. That means you get to read that. Achon, the Kutch Achon, the Be'ikr argue what is the Avon in the Mechaber, and then either Taz says, this is Pshat, this is Talocho, or the Shach says, it's a Kash of the Mechaber. But it's going back to the case of the Sefer. Now, just explain what the Shach over here did. Try to make it slow over here. The Shach starts off, I don't understand the Mechaber, not the Amal, Allah, the Maisa, how they're paskening. That means they're basically paskening very simple. You have a kli over here that's chodosh. You put in the first baser ben yamispoon, then afterwards into new water kli chal ben yamispoon. The loch is you can only go parallel. That's the halacha. The shach will argue at the end of the day this halacha. The first what he does, he makes explaining what where did the mistake come from. Different gear sois, and then he has a riches over here. So step by step, first what's pshat in the smack. The first, who are the players over here? The two names over here. The Zuri and the Rebbeinu Peretz. Now, when you open up a smack safer, over there there's a person on top, that's the smack himself, and the person on bottom called the goy says smack. The smack is the re mukubal, that's the re. And the bottom is the goy says smack, that's Rebbeinu Peretz, which I think a lot of people know from Baba Kama, Tois Rebbeinu Peretz. The two Rishonim over here. Now, if you look at the Dole Achonim, some of the Rishonim, they call the smack, we mean the goy smack, they call the goy smack, we mean the smack. They mix it two up, I'm not sure what tfusim they have, that's all over in Shulchan Aruch, always seem to call them different names. Try to keep it over here very simple. We have two people over here, the Ri, which is the smack. We have a parrot, which is the Goyis smack. Come on the Shach, and he says there are different Tefusim out there, Tefus Venitia, Tefus Krakow. He says the Ikka one is Tefus Krakow. Mice, if you read the differences, there are four differences and two main Chalukim, two main words. The main words are that the Tefus of Krakow has in front of you the words Mio Nir Kivon, the word Kivon, Shebegdero. Masha Engrin Venitia did not have the word Kivon. A second Afkamina, it says Veloy Bishule with the Vav, and Venitia did not have with the Vav. Those are two Chalukim, Kivon without Kivon, with the Vav, when it says the word Veloy Bishule without the Vav. The Afkamina is basically, is Rebbeinu Peretz arguing on the Re? Or is Rebbeinu Peretz being Mefarish the Re? That means it depends, if you had the word without, if you had the word Kivon, Veloy is coming to argue. Yet without the word Kivon, without the extra Vav there, it's coming to explain. That's where the mistake came from. Therefore, first I'll explain how the Shach says it over, and we'll say over what the, how the Mechaber sub Shach and the Smak. That means it really comes out, again, if you have the word Kibun and Veloi, it comes out with Metzias, the Meister, they'll argue one with another. The Re is arguing with the Re, arguing with the Re. And the Kimt over here is that first you put in milk, and after a couple of days you put in Basar, what's the Loch? Cannot do it, not for Basar, not for Cholov. What comes out, really the Shach points out, the three Alochas come out. Number one, he said, let's say you put in first only Kaf Chalevis. Put in only Kaf Chalevis. The loch is, if you put Basar Be'en inside, the loch is, it's Mutter B'dievet, because Napanat Tetero. Aleph. Second thing he says, let's say you put in the Kaf of the first over here of the Chalevis, and afterwards you can put in the Kaf of the Basari over here. Then the loch is, you can even put in the Basar L'chadchilo. You can put in the Basar L'chadchilo. You can do that. That means the first case you put in Kaf Chalevis only, Bas is good, B'dievet. The second case, the second loch, you put in Kaf Chalevis and then Kaf Basri, then you can put in the Bas even L'chadchilo. And the third loch come on the Shach and says, if you put in. Sorry?
What is banned and not banned? If it's banned.
But right now again, in the third case is when you're putting the case of Chalvi Be'en, and then you can put in case of Basri Be'en. Then that's halacha is you cannot use it not for bas and not for cholov. Those are the three halachas. The chilik is the way how the Tfus Venistia comes out, the way how it's in the Beis Yosef had, they had not the way. They start off the first halacha, you put in a kaf chalavi, the halacha is the boser, you put in afterwards of an lamaisa gubri eved. However, the second halacha, the shach says, that you put in the kaf chalavi, the kaf pasri, the boser munchat chila, they understand that dafka after me'es la'es, you put in kaf chalavi, you wait 24 hours, and then you put in the kaf pasri, then the halacha is, then the boser lamaisa be mutter. However, it's meduyik after 24 hours. Is why? Because you have tied to Tavusa, you have not but not, and nois in Tamlufgam. You need two things over here. However, it's not but not, and nois in Tamlufgam. It was not after 24 hours, it's meduyik. If you did kaf chalavi, and then you did within 24 hours a kaf basari, within 24 hours, the maisa, that'll be, that case will not be more than not for bas, not for chalav. That's the main nafkamino. That means they're putting in the concept, is explaining it. And the only time they're being mekel is after 24 hours, in 24 hours, cannot use nafal bos and nafal cholov. According to the shach, even within 24 hours, be mutter. Yes. And then he comes along and said the last halacha, and it says, you want to say a case of be'en, that means you put in a case of cholov be'en after 24 hours, you wait, and then put a bos and be'en. The halacha is, you cannot do nafal bos and nafal cholov. That means the main nafkamina is, when we're saying the case of the kaf and the kaf, is it a kimta after 24 hours or within 24 hours? The shach says even within 24 hours, the bosom of al-khilo. The Beis Yosef understood that it means after 24 hours, not just because the maestro will show you, and therefore the diak within 24 hours, the maestro will be also. Therefore, just that's the two havonas in this re-interbane parrots. Not just go through the shach, go through his stages, what he says, to try to make, it really says 7 points over here. First point, we just explained over, he made machloikis, him versus Beis Yosef. What is the machloikis, the goyis smak versus smak? That he understands there is a machloikis, mash enkein, they hold it's not a machloikis. And it come out that the shach is arguing a loch lemaisa on the mechaber. That means the mechaber says, you have a spoon over here that's ben yoimri, you put in the chalavi, and afterwards basari, loch is not for bos, not for chalav, shach says you can do it for basar. That's what comes out. You basically understand that's what the goyis, we've been a parrot, is saying, we pass like we've been a parrot against the re. That's Aleph. Second, it says, the Mechaber saying within 24 hours, the Maisa also have three kashas against him. Makes three kashas. Number one, he says, the kash against the Sugi, the beginning of Simon Tzadikhei, the Mechaber holds the loch of Nat Banat. Once it's done away, the Maisa's mutter. Why over here, the Maisa coming to Aser? That's, is this because Tzadikhei of Aleph? A second kash is, the Mechaber Simon Tzadikhei of Gimel, but the case over there by Docha, washing one to another, also over there, he's being Mechel's of Sugi Nat Banat. Over here, the mice is being machmer. And the third kashi is the Sugya Vagolo in Simon Tofman Beis Nerachayim. Over there, discusses that you want to make sure you want to kashi kim before Pesach, before this man Isser. Even if the Ben Yoimoy, even the boss of the Chalavi, the mice is mutter, no problem about it. Over here, coming to say that it's Ben Yoimoy, mice is also. Those are three kashis against the Mechab over here. Then he comes along and says a third point over here, a very important you say over here. He comes along and says, that the concept is that you put in the first a spoon that's chalavi, the locha is you can put bos afterwards b'di'eved. You put in the spoon chalavi and then the basri, what's the locha? You can put a bos even l'chadchilo. Why dafka boser? Why not even chalav? If you're the head of not by not, why are you saying only one of them can put in none other? So here's a concept, what the Olam calls nikfa. A very important concept of your side of your, you have to be kveh yapat. You have a part of a pot in front of you. You have to commit either for Basar or for Chalav. One or for the other. Now, it sounds like in those days they did not have part of a pot. They had part of a knife that we know for some pay tests. It sounds like when they bought pots, it's either Fleishik or Melchix. You have to be convey the pot. You come along and says, you say, you want to convey it? It depends what you use it for. If you use it first for Chalavi, you put the spoon inside as Ben Yom Chalavi. And after you put in the spoon as Ben Yom Basari, what has more of a tam over here? Obviously the basari. Why? Because the chol goes in and out as niklash, and the bas, the maisa, was not niklash. Therefore, the bas has more tam over here. Once the maisa, the bas has more tam, you have to convey it to be basari. Second, whatever second. However, it said, except, but let's say, the first thing was be'en, and the second thing was blias, then how do you have to convey it? You create like the Be'en Shabbat. What has more tam? The Be'en. So here's a very important story. You have to convey your part over here to boss the Cholov. What do you do? He says from the Ben Paris, the halacha is you have to kaveya for either the second thing or whatever was be'en over here. That's mutl chachilo. The fourth thing, he comes along, he brings down the issur v'hat ha'arach. He says the issur v'hat ha'arach is discussing a case that is within, that even a case within me'es leis, and the, even though his akim to is achim me'es leis, he wants to say that was my shahar, he was discussing even a case within me'es leis, not like the tazim nav achon come to argue in the shakal here. Now, he said, I'll bring you three vayis, even me'es leis, the ma'is is mutter. He brings down either right, because not panat kun mechaber is mutter chachilo, one raya. A second raya, he points out that we see over here that blias after 24 hours are nothing, so even within 24 hours, my siblings should not count. And number three, he says, once the Rabbeinu Peretz ends off, I want to say cases didn't emes according to my Rabbi Nari. What cases didn't emes you say? If you want to say he agrees with him with 24 hours, my siblings also stick to the same of akimto. Why is the Rabbeinu Peretz switching akimtas and discussing be'en over here? It must be that the halacha is Rabbeinu Peretz, whether it's within 24 hours or with or after 24 hours, be the same exact halacha. The my siblings mutter. The fifth point over here, Kamal Lashak, and says maybe you have a whole different avona in the Ben Aparish. We're coming to ask Mitzad Shigil Chanan. That he says it cannot be for two separate reasons. Either Mitzad, if it's Chanan, so how the world can eat Dogm Sha'olu Bakaro, they can eat it with the Kutach, you have Bayam Mitzad Shigil Chanan. Second thing he said, if it's a Bayam Mitzad Shigil Chanan, it said it cannot be enough of Boss Nafa Cholov. Well, that looks like what people are powerful for. Right, that was a casual here. El Mike, that's first, he Kamlung says. Now the sixth point, very important point. He's saying over here, Pshat the Mechaber, over here, you Mechaber, you hold Napa, not his mutter. So over here, according to you, the Loch Shemin, there's a Kim to the Maisa, it's mutter. What about the Ramah? The Ramah, we know in Simit Sadaka, Yisip Beis, Paskin, the Napa, not, the Loch is, we do not do. We don't do. Once it was done, we still don't do it. Once somehow you mix in the Milchik's farm, B'di'evet, with Samachal and Mekilim. But otherwise, the Maisa, we're Mach, my Napa, not. That means you have Dogmash Olo Bakara, the Loch is we do not, or Mavashal Bakara, we do not eat a Kutach. We don't eat a Kutach. Would the Ramah agree in this case the Maisa to be Mekel? So this is Shach, a very important concept. Even the Ramah should be Mekel in this Akimto. Now, it's not the Ramah is Mekel, Ramah over here argues. The Ramah Maisa is Machmer over here. The Ramah is very clear he's Machmer, like the Machaber. But he wants to tell you, even the Ramah who is Machmer, and all the Rishen who are Machmer, Sadakes and Beis, the Napa Napa Bishul be Machmer, over here to be Mekel. Why? It's what the Olam calls the head of two kelim and three knots. Now it's clear in the Shach there's two separate terim. The head of two kelim, what happened, it went into the spoon, and then went from the spoon into the water, and went from water into the pot, that's two kelim. Or the Shach says the three knots. It went into the spoon, one sinas tam, into the water, a second sinas tam, into the pot, a third sinas tam, two separate terim. Now the question the Olam over here was asking, that even the Moshe be Machmer, Mekel, three terim, it's Mutter once it's done already. Now, Ladaka double, once done, the Moshe be Mutter. Maisa, what is the case of Bishul? Dogging the Mavash and the Kedero. Of course, that's also three knots. It went into the Kedero, the Basar. The Basar went to the water. And then the water went to the fish. So why the Ramah is clear, the Shem is clear to Asa, Lechad Chilon. So just like over here, come on, the Shach says, no, whoever's Machmer over there, over here, Mekel, he has three knots. They're also, the Dogmash of Bishul Bakar is also three knots. And there's Shamim Machma over there. It went into the pot, pot into the water, and water into the fish. What?
Three, it's
food. Oh, so now again, it had to two kalim, and it had to three knots. Two different kalim, two different leaf sides over there.
Three knots are sad.
So, the way the Primum explains, the Primum explains over here that, and why the Inmoy says it had to two kalim and three knots, not that one or the other. Then, ought to have the heter of three knots of going from one to another, we know that a kli can't go straight to Eichel. We know you have your food over here, you have, cooking flesh shakes, you put Eichel on the side, pot can go straight to Eichel. If you have liquid, it usually goes to liquid and then to Eichel, but it can't go straight to Eichel. Can a kli go to kli without any Eichel? No, the kli does not go with any Eichel. It's not possible. So, when you have a case that you have kelim over here, the only way you can go from one kli to another kli is through a medium of water. So in essence, you're forced to have three knots. Mash Engim, the dogim, the mevashel in the kedero, well, a kuko went for the pot straight to the fish without the water. It is possible. Now, occasionally it's bishul, but since the dogim is touching the kedero, it's possible to go from the kedero straight to the dogim. So in that case, you're machm lechatchilo. Mash Engim, when it's clearly kli, in that case, the three knots count. That means every two kelim bets must be knots. If you don't have two kelim, it won't be three knots. We'll choshish that way, the chachilo. That means we have two different atayim over here, but the Elim calls it really one heter because it really depends one upon the other. We have a heter. When it's two kelim or three knots, that even the Ramah agrees that not by knots, it'll be mutter. Very important, you signed. Three knots, the Ramah agrees is mutter when the two kelim.
So dog is really two knots.
It's, we are lechadchilo. We're giving a get of a choshish of the prim gadim as a get of two knots because it can go from the kli to the fish. Mashe clinically cannot be that way. So you always have three knots over there. That's the one over here. The last point the Shach Kalmonga says, he says, once we have this halacha, once you only stick in the kav chalavi, then the halacha over here is that we cannot cook basar inside. Because once it's done, my skin the basar inside, you'll be kveid in the case of chalavi over here. My said that he says that come out two of them when he says in the Shach. Number one, he has he said the nikva. You have kveid something. You have a power pot, you put a flesh in, you put a milchix. The halacha is you go either after the blias, or the second one, the both blias, or go after the mamoshes. You have to convey the pot over here. A second he said, he comes along and says, they argued them chav d'amo, and he said, the loch of three knots. The loch over here, you put in the spoon, and then you put in the put in that you wash, put that, you put in another pot of soup, put in another spoon, that's one's chalbi, one's basari. The loch is, the maisa bosses mutl ad chilo. Three knots, the maisa is mutl ad chilo. Two different things said this over here. That's what comes after the shach. A loch of maisa. You go like the shach or go like the mechav d'ramo. I mean, you have a basic machlekes over here. Again, the kimta is when you cook your soup with your flesh, your spoon, ben yayma, then cook a different soup with your milk, your spoon, ben yayma. What's the loch in that case? So again, the shach's words are medivik kolap paiskim maisa shari. The maisa you won't put your meat inside, the chathilah and maisa tzmotor. Pichodesh went this way, the going on the page brings down ayin shach and pichodesh, that is the ik over here. The chavdas went this way, the chokmas other maisa went this way. The paiskim followed this halacha. Asad Hashemi, who argues, the Mechab disagrees. The Ramah over here disagrees, and look at the Ramah Torah's Chatz, it says, Ve'im Lashanus. Don't go against it. Levush went out the way, the Taz Daf Akhwin, it says, you're making a mistake, the Shach over here, the Kresi, the Minchas Yaakov, the Prima Godim, Yad Yudah, they come along to be Machmer. So it comes out, at the end of the day, there's Machlokes among the Swam, Machlokes are Shachal, seems to be. But Berkut said, the Mice, we go like the Shach, and the article says, we go like the Mechab over here. So Machlokes among the Swam today, Paiskim. Yeah, Mechab d'Amor. What's the halacha? Yeah. How do we pass it?
Usually it's found that we get Tashmina, but
we hear
to the Mechab
also. Right. Sure. So they point out, so first, we have Machlokes had a Paskin. The question, even the Machmir, even the Mechab and the Ramah, what exactly is their Kimto? They're saying over here to put in the spoon, that's Ben Yaimari, Cholbi, and then Basari. Two different pots of soup. When were the pots of soup cooked? Within 24 hours? Or a couple days later? What was the kimto over here? So you read the Shach, and the way he explains it over here, it says the daf within 24 hours. If it's a case of after 24 hours, even the Mechaber, the Maish should agree. And say the loch is, you can put inside balser. Therefore, come on the Yad Yehuda, and he writes that even if you want to be machmer, it's very hard in a person's house to cook soup, power of once, power of the second time, at the same house, do a ben yomo, milk is a place. It's very hard in a person's house. You have to be very talented to mess up that way. Usually, in a person's house, it's more common. You do it a couple days later. You forget, you put it inside. What will be the loch in that case? Is Yad Yehuda, he'll greet the loch of the Shach. That means more common is the Mechabes case in the Kimt of the Shach, the Lochas of the Shach, if you nick for it. Why? Because again, the Shach says the whole Kimt over here is that within 20 hours is why the Mechabes being Machmer. But after 20 hours, even the Mechabes agrees the Lochas can do like a Chila Basar inside. That's what the Yad Yud explains over here. The article went this way. The Meister by the Shulchan on the page says this on the page. And this Meluim in the back, he says, the Meister be the Mechaber. He's not Mechalik. He doesn't say daft within 24 hours. It's a nice trickle Torah of the Shach. Which he says, you know, Yad Yehuda wants to medak the way the people got him, it's not looking the people got him. He says, Chabad, not seen that way. Within 24 hours or after 24 hours? Another time, different time. Doesn't say when, doesn't say within 24 hours. He should have said a very important concept over here. He doesn't say it. The Shach builds him up very nicely. That's where the Makori is getting it from. It's very nice. If he doesn't say it, so maybe it's a zero over here. So end of the Melum Madaim Tzorachim. Fine, so you have a Tzorachim about a Shulchan Maisa, the Yad Yehuda says we can't be Mekel. So let's go with the Yad Yehuda here. It comes out, Lachal Maisa, either we can go with a Shach, and say you put in things that are ben yoimai, one after another, in two different parts of spoons, maisa the boss and mutl hatchila. Or you can discuss the case, it's not ben yoimai, go to the Yad Yehuda, and even the mechaber maisa can be meikol. The mechaber and the ramal agree to be meikol, correct. If that's so, now we have to be practical. What's the lacha nikva? Do we have the concept of nikva, we kaveya over here? We have a par of a pot, nikva. So this is halacha being nikva that's brought down by the shach, brought down by the chavdash, chav mozon. We agree to this concept. The maestro comes out is that either, again, you have this par of a pot, either you have to do whatever the second thing is in discussing blias, or we have to do whatever the mamash over here is. The question is, what's more common in people's houses? We have par of a pots. Can we keep a par of a pot? I have a par of a pot. I put in my spoon, that's ben yom chalavi, and a couple days later, I put in basri. Can I keep a par of a pot? Or no, the shach says you have to be kveyat. Nick, you have to be kveyat the pot. You have to not make it pleasure to the monkeys. Okay, or can I keep a parable? It's a very important thing in the Gerit. Again, it sounds like they didn't have parable pots. Otherwise, one from discuss it. But can you keep a parable?
Was the last
can thing? Can we commit? Is it parable again?
Can you keep a parable? Or do you have to keep it the last thing?
Can
that
you
means
kveyat. Some of your kveyat.
Do you have to kveyat basri or chalavi or keep a parable?
No,
you know, people have
part
of can I keep it? Can I keep it part of it? Yeah, yeah, keep it on.
No, but you cook it again. Though, like, part of it. We go according
to
the
last
time.
Last time, what happened was by mistake, I put a challah, mistake, I put a basar. Now it's a fleshing apart to deal with it being fleshing.
No,
I did basar. Go to Rav Israel, challah with basar. I have to make it now fleshing, put a little red mark on it. No, no, keep part of it. What's your question?
Let him cook
parvo again,
b'diyavet.
Is it not b'diyavet? What is this part? Do we? Is the shach saying you have to be kveyah, or when you kveyah, what to be kveyah? What's the shach saying? How to, or what you have to go do? So the Maaseh Levushim Mordechai wants a taino. Why not keep a parvo? Once you have a head to nap or not? Therefore, the article says the minyan from Moshe. The Maaseh keep a parvo. Arrived in the shir when it said over in the simon over here, says we have no reason why you cannot keep a parvo. They will come out.
So
really, not argue the mechaber. The mechaber says. Not basri, not chalavi, keep parvo. And then they might say, you can't
so
keep
it. What's the word kaveh?
When you have to pick what to go do, basri, chalavi, you have to pick either the last one, the blias, or whatever the malicious is.
But you just said you
got
to keep it.
You don't have to pick. You keep it parvo. You can pick parvo if you want. That means the mechaba says, loy basri, loy chalavi. Yes, the shach agrees to keep it that way also. But the shach is not arguing on that concept. The shach says what? Mechaba says parvo. Shach's arguing on that. Now the shach says, when you pick, you have to pick one or the other. And you can't pick one or the other. The mechaber says you cannot pick either one. Why can you keep parvo? The loch is. And they begin from Moshe. Again, the Rabbi Four says from Moshe. Maisa, keep parvo. That means this loch in Gerit Os, in our houses, what comes out is practically, is we have parvo pots. This is kingdom that happens to keep parvo. That's, after all the riches over here, what came out at the end of the day, what comes out practical, Maisa can keep parvo. Second half of Sifhei, new came to the Ramos case. We have over here now the case of the Mechaber is really Zechazeh. The case of Mechaber, the Ramos, is the case of Vasachas. You basically have a case over here that you have a cooking a soup again with normal mushrooms over here, a boss or a cholo, okay, with soup that's parvo. You have a pan over here and you have a spoon. Now, your options are when you have a pan and a spoon, you have four options, both ben yomai, both enim ben yomai. The pot's ben yomai. Well, the spoon's ben yomai. Four obvious options. So halacha is, if they're both ben yomai, what's halacha? That's simply the case of Gimel, according to Amar, Maisha after Kasher. If they're both enim ben yomai, then halacha is, just keep it simple, should be mutter, grab the little slight mabuch over here, might should not be any issue over here. In the case of one ben yomai, one's enim ben yomai, that's a kimta over here. That's what we're discussing, one's ben yomai, one's not ben yomai. That means you have over here, let's make it simple, you have a pot over here that's not ben yomai. You put your spoon inside, that's chalavi ben yomai. The pot's basri. Your spoon's a chalavi, that's ben yomai. Why? Because you stirred a pot of milk. You made the lasagna, that's ben yomai. You put it now inside your parva soup over here. What's the loch in that case? So I'd like to build up what's going to come out. First say the loch, the cash, and then say it slowly. What comes the loch, the place can be down, there are three chumras over here. Three chumras. Number one, the chumrah is you have to eat it in the kli that's ben yomai. I'm just saying the spoon over here is a milk ben yomai. You have to eat in the kli that's chalavi. That's number one. Number two, how to eat it. You cannot eat it now with bos, now with chalavi. You have to eat it by itself. And number three, the kli that's eidim neyomai, we're saying the pad over here, you have to go kasher. Those are the three chumas that come out at the end of the day, which the ik of the place can do go with. Three separate chumas. Now, each chumra is a stira, what we learned in Siman Tavakei. Again, just saying it quickly now, we'll explain each one. The halacha over here, we're saying to eat it in the kli that's ben yom over here. That's the story. We had the halacha in Siman Tavakei, Siman Beis. There were three heterim over there in the Amor. They had the kli shlehem, the chachila, alu, is mutl adchila, and the loch of enim b'niyoma is mutl adchila. Three are termed loch adchila. The first case of kli shalem is mutl adchila. That means you take dogim, they cooked in a fleshing of pot, the loch is you can loch adchila put in a milchig plate. Kli shalem b'mayitz is mutter. And here we're saying, you cannot put it in the kli. That is a case that is b'niyoma, you can't go do that. We're saying over here, we cannot do the kli, it's enim b'niyoma over here. So the ma'aseh over here coming along to be machmer on the kli, and over there said ma'aseh mutl adchila kli. So number one, the chumra of kli shlam is a stira. That means the first hatter in tzadik hesed beis is a stira. The third hatter in tzadik hesed beis is enim bnei yomai. Lochem, you cook dogim in the kli that's enim bnei yomai, you can eat l'chadchila with kutach. L'chadchila, no problem. You make your ovens in your oven, and you want to eat with milk, no problem l'chadchila. Over here we're saying, if it's any minyama, the loch is one minyama, one any minyama. You cannot eat it not with boss, not with chalav. Why? If the chalav is a minyama, the boss is any minyama, go eat with chalav chachila. It's not much the case, any minyama. The third point is that the kli is any minyama, you have to go kasher. But once the case of Gimel says, when you want to wash kelim together, no, my mosh is only blias, any minyama, the mosh is mutter. That means all three chumras are the exceptions or a stira. Either to Tzadikei of Beis, the first Heter, the third Heter, and Tzadikei of Gimel, all three. Those are the three Chumras and the three Steers. Very simple. Now let's go through each one of what comes out in the Samal. First, Samal again has a halacha, you have one Benyam, one Inim Benyam. The halacha is, he says, first, if you have Shishim, Maisetz Mutter. I mean, sometimes you put the spoon aside, the halacha is, you have Shishim, Maisetz Mutter. When you have Shishim and Smutter, what's Mutter? A pot's mutter? What is mutter? Is it spoon mutter?
Spoon mutter.
So if you go back to the shach early in the Siman Sifkon Ches, the shach says, once we have a chumra of the mo, we have to go kasher, you're going to have to go kasher the spoon. Kasher the spoon. And all the mice go this way, the chavadas. Kiveg over there, and you read the Taz, but also, Kamal says, no, once you have shishim, you have shishim. It's in the pillow. Why the water we machto for? That means you have to know how far I take the three chumras of the Ramah are going to be machmi even in the case of Shishim. The Maaseh, the Baal Shulchan says, no, the Ikka like Kivegir, like the Taz over here, the Maaseh, when once you have Shishim, everything is mutter. So let's keep it simple, local Maaseh. Anytime you call a Rav and you say, have Shishim, Maaseh, the Mata, everything. Against the Shach, the Maaseh, the Mata, everything. Fine. Now, another before we get to one more point, the case of discussing a spoon that's inside the pot. Which is also common in the house, people put spoons inside, they take the lid covers and the cover. Sometimes they take the pot that's cooking soup inside, that's fleshik in the yamai, they take the lid cover that's milk one to another, they cover by accident. Is all the same chumas applied to the lid cover? Then the loch is you have to put a kli that's a ben yamai, that you have to eat it by itself, and you have to catch a kli in the yamai. Well, no, mice spoon is different in the case of a lid cover. What? What is the
in
Sadi Gimel,
why is
that it does, again, but negate to our case. They're discussing when you have Mamash Boston Chol, they're discussing Bliya. There's no Mamashas here at all. No Mamashas, Mamash should be Mutter, the Mamash should be Mutter, have these three Chumers over here. Do these three Chumers apply when it's not like a spoon inside your soup? When you cover it, same question. So, the Chumud Niel, and go down, I first ask, what's Taino? No Svot Mechala, we know when you cover it. And it's Molly Zaya, it's as if the spoon went inside. The pot should be the same thing. Maisa, the ready is a Master Binyamin and Tshuva. He writes, only the spoon touched the Oichel Mamish. Otherwise, cover the lid, we would not be Machmer. And therefore, the Beis Lech Mihuda, the Prima Gunim over here brings it down that way, that Marsham, the Bat Shulchan Tzadik Gimel, they come along and say, sorry?
They disregard Zaya.
No, they hold that this is the Chumras, that Me'ikah del Maisa Mutter, if it's not touched with the Gula Dover, we won't put on these Chumras. So again, I said Pigonim over here, it's real Pigonim Tzadik Gimel. the Baruch Shulchan Tzadik Gimel, they come only passing halachas. No, this chum is daf going to get the spoon, not pot covers. And that means, again, it happens in people's houses. They'll cook a soup, they'll put one on top of another. If it's one benyama, any benyama, be ikh this from say, there is no chum over here. One of these three chumers. So go back to ikha halacha. Fine, again, also, again, the spoons inside, spoons are benyama chalavi, and let's say the pas basri, that's not benyama. First chum over here is you have to put it in the kli, that is benyama. That means we're saying the spoons benyama chalavi, you have to put it inside your plate, that's benyama over here. Now, first, if you read the Ramah slowly, it does not say that. The most words are, you put it into the kemina kli shu ben yomai le'ech la'maych kemina kli. The words sound like you can eat it with milchix. Eat it with milchix. Not in the kli, but you can eat it mamash with milchix. Kamal l'shachet says, how can you eat with milchix? The Ramah holds out a case of beis. It's osir. Dogum, this bashful, bikideo, the loch is osir to eat with chalavi. It's how the world can almost say, it's mutter over here. It's l'chumim ba'almo. Why is l'chumim? Medina it's osir. The Yevu Kam L'Shach and says he changed the Gersa, and the words over here are bimin, not kiminakli, it's biminakli. That means the utensil that you use over here has to be the kli that's ben yomai. That's the Shach down, that's the Shach in the Ramah, that's how the Taz himself also passes this way. That's how the ik of the place can go. We have a chum over here, the concept, you have to eat it with what? With the utensils, whatever the ben yomai is. That's first chumro. Now, Loch Lamaisa, come on the Baruch Shulchan says.
Well, we did that Dogim
could
be only two nuts. Over here is only three nuts.
Here is Bavas Achas. Right? It means Mechab is causing Zeach HaZeh. Here is causing Bavas Achas. So, Loch, we have again, when it's at the same time, the concept is you have to eat it with the cleat that's Ben Yamai. Now, just 2 points. Number one, let's say you put the cleats in a binyama, you put the wrong utensils, but that's what to be able, because not for that's what to be able. The cleat of mice, we're not going to ask for the food. That's not worth putting milk on top of it. So number one, the Baruch Shulchan says, but the oven won't be a problem. Number two, he says over here, also allowed Dafka to put into the cleat that's binyama. That means that you want to put them into the milk plate. You put a pyro plate? Or you put the pyro plate. That means we have a loch, you have to put in the cleat that's binyama. But number one, it's only the chatil, not the yevet. Okay. And number two, in a power play, the mice it's mutter. That's first the halach over here. The cash over here is, again, in Siv Beis, it's Tzadikei. The first hat over there is putting in klishlem, the mice is mutter at chilon. So why would the mice be machmer? That's the obvious cash. So the shach comes along and he says to two of over here, one teretz, he wants to say a chlami. That's the ik halach. And he says, ksas noigim. Chum ba'amu, ksas noigim. Chodesh went ksas noigim, fine. The second svar over here, he comes along and says, "Zinami, that yesh l'chalak." He wants to tie over here as a case where it bet bevas achas. If it's bevas achas, there's only reason why being mekel is one's ben yomer, one's an ainu ben yomer. They're both ben yomer, might still have a problem. Therefore, we have a chok over here to be more machmer. Mashenkin over there is a case that's zeh chazeh. I mean, over there, if it's both ben yomer, we also have to say for Truma, the Ramah Paskin, both bas achas. Tell the case of Gibel Meis is also. So here's one in ben yomer. For that reason, Meis is not enough to be mekel and chil will be machmer. Mashiking over there, it's zechazeh, zechazeh, zechazeh. The Meis will come along, and therefore be more mekel in the case of zechazeh than the case of bas achas. Now, that's just for watching machmer. He. Come on, Kiveger, it does bring out first for Maisha. That means what we're saying over here. We have a pot over here, soup. You have the milk and spoon that went in this benyamin, the pot's halacha in benyamin basari. So, what do you have to put into? You have to pour the soup into your milk plate. You're pouring for your kli basari into your milk plate. What does that mean? Doing an iroi, and the more holds, for the case of Gimel, you cannot do iroi from one to another. So come along the Kivegi, we can have first promotion, means you have to wait till it cools down. That means if the pots, the ben yomai, the spoons, ain't ben yomai, echlamik, you pour straight out. You're going into the ben yomai. The pots, the one that's ain't ben yomai, you have to wait till it cools down. You can't pour straight out onto the ben yomai. It's an important concept in this chumro. The second chumro over here, we come and say the loch is you cannot eat it not with basri, not with chalavi. You have to eat it with parvo. That's put down the tanach towards chattis, the loch towards chattis, the toilet lahachm over here. Now it's not put down in the Ramah. Again, Toys Chatzin is from bringing down the Chavdas, the Aruch Shulchan, Choch Mezodim. They bring down the Salocha. Again, we read the Shachal here. He seems to disagree with this Chumro. He seems to say the Loch is that you can't eat it with the Kli that's Ben Yomai. You can eat it with Mamash in the case of Chalavi. find that Shashaf. L'maisa, the ikka, the place can come along and say l'maisa, it's mutter. L'maisa, you can eat it only by itself. Now with Basri, not the case of Chalavi. Now the question is, why is that so? The law again, simitah case of Bayes, third heter, is when it's a ina bin yamai, the law is l'chadchilas mutter, not by not. So why the word world should be math over here, there's a kimto to eat it with the ina bin yamai over here, the Basri, let's eat l'chadchilas with Chalavi, like the Shach himself Paskins over here. Why be math for? To come along with Rav Moshe and gains of the Menchus Yaakov, they basically say the same idea. He wants to tell you there's a difference in the Terim we're working over there versus over here. Over there, there are two Terim. There's two separate Terim working. There's a head to Napa not the Terim, and the head to Noish Tam of Kam. One works without the other. Noish Tam of Kam, everyone knows what little bitty of it. Napa not, everyone knows what the bitty of it. We have two Terim. Come on, my mother, my son, my mother, my mother, my mother, my mother, my mother, my once we have nice tam of kam, the if will end up being a nap and not a terror. But we only have one heter. That means we won't be nice tam of kam, we won't have a heter nap or not. Only because one binyama wants any binyama. Therefore, once we have any binyama, therefore the case is nice tam of kam, therefore it's nap or not. So it comes out, but we have one heter here. What is the cause of the heter? Nice tam of kam, wants any binyama. There, the cause of the heter, two separate things we matter. We have nap or not, we have nice tam of kam. Therefore, there will be matter even like at chilo. Over here, we only have one heter. Those were my fact facts. People are going to ask. At the end of the day, we have two heterim over here. We have nice time of kam, at least, and not by not. We do have two heterim over here, except one's built upon the other. So that's the mavuchu, why the maestro should be machmer, not be machmer. But again, the svar over here to be machmer, more than Sadakesa Beis with any Yomai, because since here at the Vas Achas and Be'ikah, you have one, you said the Heter, one building block in the Eitan of Kam, we machma over here. This is possibly being done an interesting crazy. The crazy says, the Loch of here will be machma l'chachila. But let's say you cannot eat this thing by itself. You cannot eat it by itself, which I could not think of a good akimto. How can I eat it by itself? I'm sure the only thing good cases. Echlami, it's nichel geta b'diyevet. B'diyevet, echlami to eat it one with another. Maybe, for example, you made a dough with sauce. How can you eat that without pizza, without cheese on top, you know, the one without the other? So maybe that a kim to Eichnam. You can. One ben yom, one ben yom, so you can be Michael. Fine. Those are the first two chumers with Maisa. I think most people do not really bother them. So fine. The halacha is you can only eat with a kli ben yom. We'll put on a plastic plate. The halacha over here is you can eat it by itself and say that. The last thing is the hardest thing for everybody. You have to cash it. Whenever I get the shayla a couple times a year, always tell the person you have to cash the kli ben yom. That's like the hardest thing. Like you put on the magic shelf and have to keep a Pesach, and then people have things for years after Kasher. This minig, this at home, seems to be the hardest one for people. I always get the question, I really have to Kasher it? That's the automatic follow up. Is there any heter out there? No. They don't care. They'll do a lot of things. What's the havon behind it? What's the etzes behind it? So, first, again, the Amos is very clear. We're not going to be machmen the Kasher Kli at this end of the Yemai. And they point out this, the Shach says, we saw a couple times already. The Mechaber writes a couple of times, the loch is, it's not for boss, not for cholov. You can use it for parvo. Come on, Loshach and says, but look, Ayn, Sadik Dalet Sefei, that we, Bnei Ashkenaz, will machmer, you cannot even use it for parvo. That's this Ram over here. That means we're getting that loch, we cannot use things for parvo, and Mechaber holds, you can use things for parvo. Is this minig and klai, so we have this on hook over here, that we do not use things for parvo. If it's not used for boss, not for cholov, you cannot use it for parvo. This is where it's coming from. That means we have this anhoga that everyone seems to keep. This idea with the things that are one's ben yom, one's any ben yom, and the ma'is halacha is not for boss, not for cholov, and not for parvo also. Now, once we have this minig me'ashkenaz, we have an obvious question. Halacha in Simon Tzadikes of Gimel, it's clear that you're washing dishes, one's ben yom, one's any ben yom, it says Ramo, the ma'is it's motor. It says motor, black and white. No one argues the point over there. Ma'is it's motor. Why over here is awesome, over there it's motor. Come with the Taz over here and over there. So over here he says a bit kitzer. Over there he says more barichas. Could I look it up in Simon Tzadikei over there? It's a contest. He comes along and explains there is a mitzvah, the sugya of marasayin. Marasayin. Meaning once we have over here the chumrah, you have to put it in the klishlam, that's ben yomai. Once we say that we have to put it to the milk plate, that's ben yomai. How in the world are you keep that chumrah without keeping the idea of the chumrah that we have to, that the kli that's any minyan we have to go kasher? It looks very bad. You have to make sure you eat it in a plate that's milchix. For the thing that's enimanyama, that's beseder. That's a little bit of nearby. So also the idea, the sugya, what he calls, and Aaron calls Lashon Maris Ayin, since once we have this chumra over here, they have to put it in the kli that's a ben yom lechalavi, therefore the enimanyama have to go kasher. It's a chiddush. That means the third chumra is built upon the first chumra that we said. That means the only way to be mak why kasher the kli is enimanyama, because we have a baya, they have to put in the kli that's over here that's ben yom. That's the svar over here. Svar being done away the chaltas, chokhbosodim, that's the mahalach over here. Maestal Elim Shul the Shach, he does not have this concept upon him. He has two other reasons why Maestal be Machmer. Either again, he says the Lashon of, I think, Iksas Noigim. Echlam, that's Medina, this is Iksas Noigim. Which again, the Shach numerous times says that is Nignashnas. What he wants to tell is a difference between the case of being this Mashul versus Chodchul, being cooked together versus being washed together. Now, what's the Chilik? The way the Father Shulchan explains, when being washed together, you have a basin of water that's not usually on the fire. Cooking, we are coming to wash one with another. Therefore, they will not transfer time one to another. Mashik Bishul ala ish, fire. Fire is much more of a transfer. You have to be more machm over here. Just to be mefakfik on the beer of the Bader Shulchan. The idea of washing kelim, it's at a case of Gimel. Is that ala ish or shloi ala ish? Mechab is not clear. If you look up the Mechab, it's quoting the Torah says the case is even ala ish. Torah writes those words, Al-Aish. And still, these halachas are going on that Kimto. So, we're back to Shach, is Mechabedin being Hutcho or Nispashlu. I'm not clear what the difference is. I don't like the Bala Shokhan's difference. I'm not sure what the Avon over here is, but that's another option what the Chilik and the Kimtas are. Mice again, at the end of the day, we seem to have this Chum over here. That again, we have the Kli that over here is Eni Ben Yaymai. With Ben Yaymai, the halacha is the Kli is Eni Ben Yaymai, you have to go Kasher. Try to make it practical what our eitzes are, because people do not like kashering. So come along first, the halacha over here is, let's say you're cooking water inside a pot. Water. Not soup, not spaghetti, not things that's not part of it, water. The halacha is, we know in Siman Tzadik case of Gimel, water, even what's done already, b'di'eved, will be machmeh, give it a gedah of l'chadchilo. Gedah of l'chadchilo. So this case over here, you cooked water inside a pot. What can you go do with the water? They have the same three chumras over here, put in the kli shalem, and the loch is created by itself, and you have to catch the kli edim and yaymer, or worse than that. It's a kamal gataz, the iron over here, instead by wood does not apply these chumras. The shach also, could be the shach, I think the taz. But they said this concept does not apply by the case of water. Why? Because the water is nichel gedel chachila, therefore you spill off the water. Once you spill off the water, you can't use the water. Do you kasher the kli enim v'nyamim? Why are we machma the kli enim v'nyamim? You have to go kasher. You have to put it in the milk. You have to put the kli enim v'nyamim. What if these spill out? You don't have to kasher. So when you do water, then I feel, oh, Baruch Hashem, I spilled the water, and I don't have to kasher the kli. That's first a very important concept that Taz and the Peskim Chacham with Odmi and Yehuda bring down Loch L'Maisa. When it's water, you won't have the chum of kashering the kli. Building upon that, come along. I heard a rabbi say that someone came to him in the Shiloh with his food. What to go do? When he told the guy he has to go kasher the pot. The guy got to do something about that. So he went over to Rappam. And afterwards he went over to Rappam. So they'll give you an eitzah. Very simple eitzah. Go put the food in a chad pami plate. Don't put it in the milchix. But why are you kasher the kli that's any many anyway? Could you put it in the kli that's ben anyway? Put it in a chad pami plate. It's not milk, not flesh, nothing. It's out of the garbage. It's like, he said, like water. Once you don't have what, there's like water. You want the chumah kashing any minyan yomai, because water is spilling out the water over here. We're not putting into the kli of this ben yomai. You also put a chapami plate.
All the time.
Yeah, and then you want the chumah of kashing it.
Is it because you put in the kli of ben yomai?
Yes, because you couldn't put it. Since we're telling you, putting the kli the ben yomai.
It's because you could put it in, since you could.
Well, that's what I can argue. I agree. Well, let's see what he says. And I actually agree with you this time. Not only that, the Rabbi said a step further. Not only that, fine. Well, chapami. He made his soup over here. He has an option over here. He either have the soup in the kli that's ben yomai, or throw it out and not deal with cashing it. A lot of people would throw it out. People would rather take the soup and throw it out and not deal with cashing the pot. So the Rabbi said, "Al batashkas, no batashkas over here." It's, for you, it's much more worth it. Throw out the soup. You don't want to cash the pot? Throw out the soup. It's like throwing out the water. Throw out the soup over here. The Maaseh is a massive chiddush over here, extending the state of the Taz, because he's saying that one of here is. We don't need to kashu. Why are we kashuing it for? Says the Taz. Maris Ayin, because you had to put a kli that's ben yomai. So we had to kashu the end of ben yomai. No, again, no problem. What will be next time?
You use the pot again?
As whatever it is. What is the pot? Pot fleshiks? Fleshiks. No, no. Pot right now is fleshiks. Keep it. It's a fleshik pot betzem. The pot is fleshiks. You put the spoon that's ben yom and this is on this chalavi. You look at you have to put it to the plate that's ben yom and chalavi. So you have to go cash to the pot because why are you machmer and putting the clear ben yom? But if you says if you do not put the clear ben yom, says the Taz, put into water, you want to go cash it. Says a ride in their palm. Therefore, you want to put a chapami, or you want to throw it out, not lead to kashing it, fine, you won't have this chum over here. One of the many plights on the map of kashing. Now, nearly, Yishchal Karpe, someone should have brought down this concept over here. It's a wonderful eitzah. Maybe those days much easier to kasher. I mean, here we only kasher once a year by Pesach, and then usually forget. I'm not sure, but someone should have brought down this eitzah, and the Svartal Chal is very simple. Bishlami, you cannot use the water, you can't use it, it's also, you have to throw it out. So fine, there's no luck to put in Klishlam. Over here, Betzel, you can use the soup, and you can use the potatoes. You can put it in the clear ben yomai. You choose not to. You choose not to. Fine, but look, is put in the clear ben yomai. Are you putting in the chapami? You're throwing in the garbage. That's you. But once the loch is, you have to put in the ben yomai. That's a loch. You have to cash clear any ben yomai. So, again, if you would have asked me, I think it's a massive cool over here. I have to ask the Paiskim what they're going to do. As far as I know, the Paiskim, I never heard this hatter except. I heard this chiddush. Even Rav, he said over, he passed this way, and then they went to a Rapam, went back to him, told him this chiddush, and he says, Allah, the Rebbe went that way, he follows his son, I'll go there. But the Maiso, it's a massive chiddush, extending the Taz much more than what it says. Anger, besides, nothing to do with the Shach. Go to the Shach's Taurus, Taz Noigim, or the soil over here, Dibin, Bishul, Hutchu, the whole idea doesn't apply. You have to first go with the Taz, which all of us can go with, Marasayin, which you have to understand the Svar, but it's a little bit hard. Why is one chum built upon the other? And then you have to take his idea by water, and then you have to take a case where the law doesn't apply. Fine, but that's an idea which. An idea to know what to do with it, yesh law. One last point over here. The Prim Gam says this halacha is, again, like the Mohen Dov is a chum of Amla, it's not Medinoi. There we said, let's say it's Shasat Chas, it's Ere Shabbos, case of Tzaruch, Echnam, you can use the Kli without Kashim at the end of Nermai. You have no problem. The Kli is the end of Nermai, you ought to go Kashir. You can go use it for Shasat Chas. He says very important words over the Prim Gadim. So let's see, Erev Shabbos, this pot over here, the flesh of your pot was Ein Yomai. The loch is you use it, you have to make it cholent. You have to make it cholent. You're stuck, you have no other pots, you can get the neighbor, you have to make it cholent. The loch is mutter to make it cholent inside. You don't have to kasher it. Fine, now Sunday. Now Sunday. Now Shasat Chak. You have to go kasher now Sunday, Monday.
It's Nikva.
It's not Nikva, is really in the first case. No Nikva over here. It always flesh. We have a police now, or Chalavi inside. So come on, the Prim Gadol says a klal all over, all the ishtri ishtri. A klal in klalim and psak, you have to know that once you wrote paskin something is mutter, v'shas chak have simruba covered Shabbos. The heter come on the pesach and say it stays. The heter always stays, even when the covered Shabbos not there, and the urchim are not there, and the neim are not there, shas chak not there. Still the heter stays, and all the pesach can be down in different places. And one of the places of achorim being down is from this Prim Gadol by us. The svar behind it, why should that be? I think by now we mentioned numerous times the Torah's Chattis in Zakdoma says anytime we're stumbling upon something it's Hefse Mubo because that's Medinoi. Everything else are Chumras. So fine, once you pass something it's Mutter and the Heter stays. Especially in this case where the Hamon itself writes it's Chumram and it's only Tav Minig V'Noigim. But a concept to know that once the real Paskin is Hefse Mubo might say it's Mutter. That's why we mentioned the case of Brazil Obach Paskin by the Sheir Brachas Hefsim Mubo. Then we don't tell people it's Mutter is Mutter. We don't worry about it. Even it's not the Sheir Brachas, even the leftovers, the mice, what things are Mutter, they have to stay. We don't start changing things over here. And the site is brought down by people over here, and the price can be done all over. Fine, Bez Hashem on Wednesday will be the next Sif Bov and Sif Zayin. Slokharabah.